At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Friday, May 17th. What to know about this weekend's weather, the latest mayor running for president, and a new adversity score to get into college. Plus a flying taxi, a Taco Bell hotel, and a Game of Thrones petition. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Millions of people are in the path of dangerous weather over the next few days. We're talking about severe thunderstorms and worse. Forecasters say, quote, Tornado Alley is about to wake up. AccuWeather says this stormy weather could hit 18 states in the central U.S. and affect about 40 million people. The National Weather Service says this could last for several straight days. And it's a big deal. Forecasters say it's been more than a decade since we've seen anything like it. So for today, the big concern is damaging wind. And then for this weekend, hail and tornadoes will be the big threat in places like Texas and Arkansas. Stay tuned. Perhaps the president should be impeached. That's at least what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is suggesting for the first time. The New York Times says she sees this as a tool to get more information, as in it could help push the Trump administration to hand over the documents Democrats want, including things like the unredacted Mueller report and the president's tax returns. Remember, the White House says all requests from Democrats have no legitimate legislative purpose, so they aren't handing anything over, despite multiple subpoenas. So now Democrats say perhaps impeachment is reason enough. Pelosi says it doesn't mean they'll go through with the impeachment, but it's about explaining to the courts that they need to see those requested documents in order to decide. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is running for president, and it didn't take long for President Trump to weigh in on that announcement. The two actually got into a bit of a war of words yesterday. On Good Morning America, Mayor de Blasio called Trump a bully and a con artist and even nicknamed him Con Don. Well, the president was not a fan of that. He took to Twitter saying de Blasio was, quote, the worst mayor in the U.S. De Blasio joins a packed field of presidential hopefuls. 23 Democrats are now running for president. And because de Blasio is late to the game, he might not qualify for the first Democratic debate, which is soon. It's next month. Missouri is the latest on a growing list of states looking to make abortion laws even stricter. The Senate passed a bill in Missouri that would ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. CBS News reports if the House passes it too, the Missouri governor has said he'll support it. Louisiana is also working on something similar, and Indiana and Ohio just passed new laws last month. Remember, Alabama outlawed all abortions this week unless there's a medical emergency threatening the mother's life. The governor there did sign that bill into law, and it's set to go into effect in 6 months. It's pretty much designed to challenge the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade in 1973, which established a woman's right to an abortion. Supporters of the ban hope to get Roe v. Wade overturned. At the same time, other states like Vermont and Rhode Island are rushing to pass new laws to protect abortion rights. Expect to hear much more about this issue in the months ahead. The SAT will no longer score students just on math, reading, and writing. Now it'll also score them on what kind of hardships they faced growing up, in what's called the adversity score. Of course, the SAT is the test most high school students take to get into college. The Wall Street Journal says 15 factors help figure out the adversity score. For example, the crime rate and poverty levels of the neighborhood students grew up in. The adversity scores won't actually affect the overall SAT test score, but college admissions officials will be able to see these new scores and take them into account. Students, though, will not get to see them. Supporters say it's about what students are able to do with the resources they have, and it'll help diversify campuses. But critics say merit alone should decide whether a student gets into school. 50 colleges used the score in their admissions process last year as part of a test. Starting this fall, that number will triple, and then it'll likely roll out everywhere from there. More news ahead, but first, thank you to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. Forget wasting time and energy at the thrift store searching through all the clothes to find just one thing you might like. With Swap.com, you can avoid all of that and enjoy the discounts quickly. Get 90% off the retail price on popular brands like Nike, Carter's, and Lululemon, while using easy online filters to find exactly what you want in the right size and style in just minutes. It's all online. Swap.com will then ship it all right to your door. Plus, you can feel good about the positive impacts of supporting secondhand clothing and not letting clothes go to waste. Swap.com has women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity, so something for the whole family. And there are hassle-free returns within 30 days. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy for a special offer. You can sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Again, that's swap.com/newsworthy and enter your email address to get the offer. It's a low-risk way to give online thrifting a try. swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. The PGA Golf Championship continues today, and all eyes are on Tiger Woods to see if he can redeem himself. CBS Sports reports Woods made some mistakes yesterday. He fought his way back a bit, but he's still in the middle of the pack. He'll get another chance today. The PGA Championship ends on Sunday. By the way, this is Woods' first competition since he got all that press for winning the Masters last month. We could see flying taxis by 2025. A German startup just had a successful test launch. The company behind this is called Lilium. Engadget says the flying taxis would take off vertically, kind of like a drone, but it also has wings used for lift, like an airplane. These things could go up to 180 miles an hour with room for 5 passengers. For now, Lilium plans to have a human pilot on board and is trying to get certified to fly in Europe. Then it has its sights set on the U.S. Plus, it's not the only company experimenting with this. Uber also has something similar in the works, but it's designed to look a little more like a helicopter. Uber plans to test its flying taxis next year and aims to have them up and running just 3 years later. Coming soon from Taco Bell, a hotel. CNBC says Taco Bell is taking over a Palm Springs, California hotel and resort, and it will be called The Bell. The resort will have a gift shop with exclusive Taco Bell-themed clothing and even a salon with Taco Bell-inspired nail art and hairstyles. Taco Bell says the hotel is meant to be playful and fun for the brand's super fans. The Bell will only be open for a limited time, and guests can start staying there in August. Well, some Game of Thrones fans are pretty frustrated. More than 500,000 people have even signed a petition. They say HBO needs to fire the show's writers and hire new ones. They want this entire last season rewritten. They say they deserve a final season that, in their words, makes sense. Either way, millions of people have tuned in to watch the final season. CNN says last week's episode broke records. 18 million people watched. And the series finale, the final episode of Game of Thrones, is this Sunday. All right, that's it. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening today. And thank you to anyone who shares this episode with someone this weekend. I really appreciate it when you help spread the word about The Newsworthy. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.